Steve, we've seen other managers like coaches come in, put their arm around the players, try and build them up. Do you think the players here need a bit of tough love in some respects?
I think each individual player deserves a different type of management. You know, some of you know if you can be strong with, you'll better with them. Even some of the young lads, you know, you get to know how they work, and that comes from talking to them and analysing them and talking to the staff who know them a lot longer than what the management have ever done here in the last couple of years. So, different types of management for different players.
Because the performance the other night wasn't great, was it? What's been the reaction and the fallout from that on Thursday?
Well, I think sometimes it's poor as it was in the first 25 minutes. There would be no point in getting with a headmaster's head on in the old days and taking a cane out. It would be absolutely ridiculous. You know, you have to analyse why it went so wrong. We shared that with the players. We gave opinions. Like we always ask, they gave us their opinions. It's up to us now as the coaching staff, which we've done since last Friday, is have a plan in place to affect Cardiff City.
You said that you want to bring players in, but at the minute it is the same hardcore of players that you've got, so you need to get a little bit more out of them. How do you feel they're dealing with the pressure of the run that they're on at home?
Well, I think I could have gone and signed players on day two in here. There would have been wrong reasons for that. That it would have been wholesale. I think for me not to come in and look at the players at first hand would have been wrong. And secondly, we've said you have to get better than what we've got, and you have to go and evaluate that. Plus, you have to evaluate what you need. You know, you can't just go and bring 9, 8, 9. I'm not saying that new players in. So we've said we need 3 or 4 before the loan window closes. We're working hard towards that. There's certainly been enough calls made by myself and Martin Glover to key people, to either managers or director of footballs or what, you know, head of recruitment, whatever their titles are. And, you know, we've had joy. And I think principally, certainly with the one today and one other, we've had joy because I've said it before, it's Leeds United that's picked the phone up.
And looking at the game, obviously you've been unchanged in your first 3 games. You've got to make at least 2. Tomorrow night, do you know what your team is now? Have you picked it already?
Well, I know what my team is, but you're not going to know. The only thing you will know is I'm not replacing Saul Bamba at the heart of defence. You know, in all seriousness, we've worked on something now for a couple of days. I like to always sleep on it anyway, and the players are aware of that, and that's always been the way I've tried to manage. So we'll sleep on it, but I'm pretty much certain I know how I want to play.
This group of players have been on good runs last year. They had a good unbeaten run, so it is in there, isn't it? It's, I guess, just about getting it out of them again.
Yeah, I think they were on a good unbeaten run at times last year, but I've not met many Leeds United supporters who said it was great football and they were dominating games. So we would settle for a scrappy 1-0 win, of course. We're in the results business, and that always comes over performance. But normally a run of results follows performance. So the first thing we need to concentrate on is getting a Fulham-type performance, a second-half Bolton-type performance. And if we get that, then we'll give Cardiff City, you know, a night of entertaining football. If we turn up as we did for the first 25 minutes against Blackburn, it's Cardiff will look forward to it.
I'm right in thinking one of your sides has already beaten Cardiff this season when you were at Rotherham, is that right?
Yeah, we won courtesy of an injury time on goal, but I think on that particular day, then my previous club deserved quite comfortably to have beaten Cardiff, but they went to the 94th minute, something that we have to do. We have to have that spirit and tenacity to go to the end of every game. And to be fair to our players, I think we did that the other night. I think to be 2-0 down in 6 minutes, to have the 20 minutes that we had to go in the dressing room, and believe me, there's better teams than this current Leeds United team has collapsed under that, but they didn't collapse. And so we had pluses in the second half, and actually, if you broke it down statistically, we had a better second half than we had second half at Fulham, which is quite surprising. Because to the eye, it was nowhere near that level of performance.
Looking at Cardiff, they're quite resolute on the road. What are you expecting tomorrow night from them?
Well, the same as what you've said. You know, they were very resolute at Portman Road on Saturday. They restricted Ipswich to a couple of late chances, and that's a decent side that Mick McCarthy's got at Ipswich. But, you know, Russell's been managing to put certainly 9 or 10 of the same 11 out there for a few weeks now, and it'll be not a lot dissimilar to what appears at Elland Road.
And it will be a chance, like you said, you've got to make a couple of changes for some people to stake a claim moving forward in your team, won't it?
Yeah, listen, I've always said as a manager, I don't particularly care who plays for me. I don't like one player more than the other. Of course, you would have favourites if you were a mate, but I'm not a mate. I'm the manager or head coach. I'm here to pick a team. So, yeah, my remit to the owner, my remit more importantly to the supporters, is to is to get Leeds United to win some football games, and that's what we need to try and do.
How would you assess your opening period in charge here? What's it been like for you personally?
It's been different. I think it's you realise when you come inside this football club, just as Brian McDermott told me in our exchange, what a sheer size it is when you get inside it. The goldfish bowl certainly comes into effect. And I've known from being in town over the weekend that you can't even go for a newspaper or a can of juice, but people want to talk to you about this football club, and quite rightfully so. They're so passionate about it. What do I think about the performances wise? I think we've had a 50% ratio of good performance. I think we were outstanding for 90 at Fulham. I think we were very good in the second half against Bolton. I think we were average in the second half against against Blackburn. The first half against Blackburn was unacceptable, and the first half against Bolton wasn't very good either. That would be my summary.
Okay,